Jesus starts telling this story about a man, and a hurt man, and a Samaritan. A little history lesson for you is that Samaritans and Jews hated each other. They were enemies. They despised one another. Jews thought that the Samaritans were trash, and they didn't want anything to do with them. So it would be really a complete surprise to them that Jesus would make the Samaritan the hero of the story. But Jesus starts talking about the priest and the Levite. They're the religious elite. You know, they should be doing all the right things. They just walk right on by this guy. They don't stop and help him. It's the Samaritan who stops, who gives care and shows kindness. The reason I want to remind us of that is because whenever we are investing in our neighbors, it is not always the easy choice, and it's not always the preferred choice, and it's not always the obvious choice about who you are going to spend your time with. But the Lord has called us to love our neighbors as ourselves. And so in doing that, we have to be intentional with our time. And the Lord will bring blessings into your life with doing that. How, you might ask? Okay, so to answer that, I want to tell you a little story about Sid and Sandy. Several years ago, we had some new neighbors that moved into our across the street from our house. They were in their early 70s, and Sid was a rather large man. And he liked to mow his yard without his shirt on. Well, his wife, Sandy, she was also in her early 70s, and she liked to do her gardening in her strapless muumuu. I don't know if any of y'all remember the show Roseanne, but they really reminded us a whole lot of Roseanne and her husband, Dan. Kind of grouchy and really loud whenever they spoke to each other. Mike and I were simultaneously intrigued and afraid at the same time. But they had dogs, and we had an Eli, who at this time, he was about 3 years old. That child can't stay away from animals. And so anytime Sid and Sandy were in their front yard working in the garden, they had their dogs with them. And so that meant anytime they were out front, Eli wanted to be out front. So we spent some time chatting with Sid and Sandy. And Sid was one of those guys who has a story for everything, you know. And so there was a lot of chatting. You know what happens whenever you spend time chatting with people over a period of time? You start to make connections with them. And so over time, it stopped being that awkward chatting to actual friendly chatting. And they loved the boys. Sandy was always offering to babysit our kiddos. I was a little nervous about that. I didn't really, you know, we didn't say, yeah, come on in right away. Yeah, it took some time. I put her off for a really long time. And then I got desperate one night. You know those nights whenever you can't get a sitter? I mean, everyone is booked, but you really need the sitter. So I asked Sandy. Everyone survived and actually seemed to enjoy the situation. So she started babysitting for us more regularly. And the best part that I didn't mention is she wouldn't let us pay her. So free babysitting was the best price I had ever paid for it. So over time, what started as a questionable, possibly undesirable situation became a true blessing of friendship in our lives. My boys were like the grandkids that they didn't have, and they were so willing to take the shirt off our backs if we would have needed anything, which wasn't really a stretch since Sid didn't like to wear a shirt anyway. But all that to say, the Lord brought unexpected blessings into our lives through our relationship with them. You see, God does not want us to be alone. He created us for relationships. In Genesis chapters 1 through 2, God is creating everything, and everything is good. Until you get to Genesis 2:18, where he says, it is not good for man to be alone. So he created a helper for him. He desired that man would have someone to do life with, to be a partner. Paul, the apostle, who traveled all over sharing the gospel, he almost always had companions. He did not travel alone. And he built relationships with people who cared for him in the different cities that he ministered to. By building into the people he met, people came to have a saving faith in Christ. In Acts 16, Paul is in Philippi, and he meets a woman named Lydia. She listened to everything that he had to say, and then in verse 14, we see the Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. Building into your relationships the people around you is not a vacuum sucking the life out of you. It's a two-way street. By investing in your neighbors, Paul was able to bring salvation to people. And he, being a homeless traveler, was able to enjoy her hospitality. By investing in your neighbors, you are not only being obedient to God's command, you are opening up opportunities for unknown blessings through those relationships. The misconception about investing and serving in that way is that it is a one-way street. But in my experience, I found the opposite of that to be true. About a year and a half ago, my friend Sarah, she started opening her home up every Friday morning to for other moms and her friends to come over and have coffee. We call it the Friday morning coffee group. And so she wanted something that wasn't scheduled, that wasn't required for her friends and her to just enjoy. Though we joke about solving the world's problems, really most of the time we're just there talking and sharing stories about being moms and wives. So hearing their struggles helps me, A, not feel quite so alone, but it also helps me feel not so crazy. Sharing our struggles together, it just gives me peace, and they bring blessings into my life. And because I have been able to spend time with them, I've been able to share God's truth on different occasions with them that I wouldn't have been able to do if I was not spending time with them weekly. So the Lord, he does bring blessings that are unexpected. But he also brings opportunities for growth through that. So for me and my personality, as I said, I'm busy. I like to do a lot of things. I have found that I often tend to be a Martha in a Mary situation. And so as I have over the years been working to invest in my neighbors better, it has allowed me to build relationships rather than just doing all of the time. It has grown me and stretched me in ways that were not always comfortable, but have made me a better person and a better servant that I wouldn't have been had I not been diligent at building into these people around me. So as young mamas, I know that the last thing you want is another thing to add to your to-do list. So today, we're going to spend some time brainstorming some practical ways for how you can take what is happening in your life already and overlap it, so that serving and investing in others can be less like a job and more like a joy. So we're going to look at how you spend your time, your talents, and your treasures. So we'll start with time. This one aspect is probably the most precious one that we have. Money can't buy it, but giving it away is going to cost you. So when my boys were little, and if I'm honest, it's not a whole lot better, it just looks different. There were not enough hours in the day. The cleaning, the making the food, the bathing, all of those lists, there was never enough hours. Anyone relate to that? Am I alone in that?
I'm totally alone.
Yeah.
So it's hard for you.
It's yeah. Really. Nice, right?
Let us shepherd you, speaker.
So I consider myself a pretty efficient person whenever it comes to getting tasks done, but I often felt like time was just completely slipping through my fingers, and I was never satisfied with the amount of stuff. So I think we can all agree time is too precious of a commodity to lose. So my goal for you today is help you walk through the process of identifying how are you spending your time? Mm-hmm. Are you using it well? And how can we create that overlap? So let's look at how you are spending your time. Take out the handout if you, I think everyone has one, or we could get you some paper if we don't.
Did I have one?